Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Hello, everybody. My name is Gino Barbaro, and I am a host of the 100 Year Real Estate Investor Podcast, the show dedicated to personal financial engineering. Today's guest is Wyatt Simon. He's a self-described washed up basketball player turned investor, turned real estate investor. He's also the owner of a whole life insurance policy. Together, these are setting him and his family up for the long term. Welcome to the show, Mr. Wyatt Simon.
Gino, thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
You know, your bio is really interesting. For everybody out there who thinks that whole life insurance is not for young people and it's just an old person's plan and strategy, how old are you, Wyatt?
I am 27.
27. So what got you interested in whole life?
Well, I had researched it prior to joining Jake and Gino, and I almost pulled the trigger, but I just, there was a lot of, it's kind of confusing at first. And so, you know, when someone said you could, you know, have a retirement and it could compound interest and it's pretty much guaranteed, that sounded really attractive to me. And then they added, you know, it's liquid, so you can use it. Then that sounded really attractive to me. And then there was just a little bit of lack of clarity before I joined. And then once kind of getting more educated on it, then it was a no-brainer.
So for you, a confused mind says no. And I think confused mind says so no to a lot of people. And I think it's gotten a bad stigma from Wall Street. I mean, Wall Street wants people to put money into a 401k. Let's be honest. That's the pitch. Put money into a 401k. 65 years old, you retire, you have a little nest egg and you start drawing back on it. Why? Is that your picture? Is that what you want?
Absolutely not. That's why I don't have one anymore.
Paint the picture for me, what you want for your family.
Yeah, well, I wanted to retire early. I didn't want to work in a job till I was 65 and then, you know, spend all my good years doing, working for somebody else and then have to retire, you know, when I'm old and can't do anything. So I said, there's got to be a different way. And so that was where I started researching things. And obviously I'm in real estate and that's my main focus. And then this is just an added benefit and a safety net. And so I think one of the biggest components as to why I made the decision was because, you know, I have a lot of debt being a real estate investor and I have a lot of knowledge on how to use that debt. But if I pass away, my spouse might not know as much as I do. And I don't want to have her, you know, dealing with any kind of issues with the debt financing that we're using currently.
I love that. So let me jump in real quick. You have a liquidity problem in the short term. If you pass away in the next year to 3 years, your money's tied up in assets that really aren't as liquid. So if something happens, you get the death benefit. Number two, I met you as a fix and flipper. That was your goal. You were rocking away over here. How many did you do? You closed 14 deals this year. I mean, how many units were you flipping at the time?
Yeah, at the time, and we bought 22 houses last year. We've bought 21 this year already. So we're still doing single and multifamily, but yeah, we've expanded since.
That is awesome. And the reason why I bring that up, it's very important for everybody who's fixing and flipping homes right now. Don't you want to be your own banker? Don't you want to have money that's in a savings account? Put it into a whole life policy, specially designed mutual life insurance, whole life policy. You're able to borrow that money out of that policy, do one of your fix and flips. You still have the money in the policy. You still have all the benefits, the protection, the death benefit. The money is still compounding uninterrupted because you're not borrowing the cash value. The insurance company is giving you a loan against the cash value. So that money's still working for you. Now, it's really hard. And I'm sure Wyatt, as well as I had that problem, I've got to pay money on my own money. That's really a hard pill to swallow. But I look at it this way. The insurance money needs to make money. I'm making uninterrupted in compounding. And if I had that money locked away in a retirement account, I couldn't use it. I have that loss opportunity cost. I'm getting death benefit. I'm getting protection. I'm getting all these benefits here and I'm utilizing it. So once I have that house fixed and flipped at what, a 4% loan, as opposed to going for hard money for 12% and 3 points, you're funding your own flips. When that flip is done, you take the profit from the flip. you go out and you buy your next flip or invest in the next deal, you pay off the loan, you refund the cash value is paid off, and you keep rinsing and repeating. And I wish more people who are fixing and flipping homes had that. They were becoming their own bankers. And now we do that the same thing in multifamily. We call it the dual asset strategy, where you invest and you own a policy. It's an asset. That cash value, that whole life policy is an asset. You borrow from that policy to fund the deal. And then from that deal, once that deal starts paying cash, you pay back the loan. And all of a sudden, you have two assets. Wyatt, did you think about using it for your flips as well?
I got to be honest, I haven't used it for our flips yet. And that's because it's not a huge amount, right? I'm young, I'm 27. What I did is I actually liquidated my 401k. I paid the penalty and just said, you know, I'm not gonna wait till I'm 65 to use this. I want to use it now. And so we've just been building it up with it currently. And it's a safety net for us. So we know that if something happens, we can borrow against it. And if something happens to me, you know, my wife's taken care of, and that's where we're at currently. And eventually we want to get, you know, to more capital positions so that we can start using it as a dual asset strategy rather than just a safety net, which it is currently, and a liquid safety net.
That's awesome. So what you're doing, you're really young right now. You're starting to position your assets into multifamily. And as you start having those liquidity events, you can continue to purchase additional policies. You can purchase a policy on your spouse as well. And your wife, Shelby, she can have a policy. You can have a policy. You can have multiple policies. If you get a liquidity event where you have, I've got $100,000 coming out. Maybe I want to fund the policy, a single premium $100,000 policy as well, whatever that looks like. I'd rather have the money in a policy earning X amount than having money sitting in a savings account where it's at risk. You know, if the government ever decides to freeze your assets, all right, they're going to freeze your bank accounts, but they can't do that inside the insurance policy. Your money is safe there. Provisional income, if you've got kids that are going to college for financial aid, well, guess what? That doesn't appear on your financial aid. So you're able to do that. There are so many benefits about it that I think are just immeasurable. And as far as the asset class, it's tier one capital. It's very safe. You know, Wyatt said that it's guaranteed to grow. They've been paying dividends since the Civil War and not missed a payment. Some of these companies that we're utilizing. Wyatt, if I am skeptical and I'm out there, and whether I'm young or older, what would you say to me to say, hey, you need to have this as a component of your personal financial engineering as part of your plan?
Yeah, I would just say, look at the people that are talking about it. Just copy what the wealthy are doing and you're going to be just fine. Right. So that was the biggest thing for me was I didn't really know who to trust because I thought people would maybe be selling me on it. And then after joining the community and seeing the kind of character that you have and that other people have, it's like, okay, there's a reason why the wealthy people do this. It's not a sales tactic. It's a great tool to have. And there's a lot of benefits that come with it. So just look at who's talking about it and copy what's already successful.
I love that, Wyatt. What you're basically telling me to do is to rip off and duplicate. If you want to have the poor person's mentality, do what they do. It's fine. You have that option. If you want to live the middle-class lifestyle, fine. Let's do that. But if you want to lead the wealthy lifestyle, and I've interviewed hundreds of guests, and whenever I bring up this topic to anyone who has at least, I would say, a seven-figure net worth, at least half the people have a whole life. When you get to eight figure net worths and above, every single person I've spoken to, they all utilize a strategy because it's not a one size fits all. This is not all your eggs in a basket. This is an asset that has so many different benefits where you're able to borrow it from, where you're really funding it for your estate. There's so many different benefits of it. And I think people who are wealthy understand the tax benefits, the long-termism. And that leads me to my next question. Wyatt, how has your mindset as far as long-termism changed with using whole life and just even joining the community and looking at your investments long-term?
Yeah, well, first it's the growth from switching from single family to multifamily. You know, I was doing a lot of single family and it's like, this is not going to get me to where I want to be as soon as I want to be. So that was one of the main reasons we switched into multifamily. And then, you know, as far as long-termism, I'll never forget at MM4, there was a speaker who spoke on his core values, and one of them was long-termism. And that's just what he lives by. And so thinking in decades rather than in months, it really, really helps. And if you look at a whole life policy in a decade or in three decades with that compounding interest, it's insane what can happen And so it's worth it in the short term, that delayed gratification, to then have all the benefits that will come. And, you know, starting it in my 20s, it's going to be great. By the time I get in my, you know, 40s and 50s, the cash value it's spitting out is going to be over what I'm putting into it every year.
That is awesome. And the speaker at MM4, Multifamily Mastery 4, was Rick Sapio, who's one of the co-founders of the 100-Year Real Estate Investor. And we're talking about core values. And one of his core values is he talks about simplicity, probability, and leverage. This is a simple tool. It's not really rocket science. There's probability because you know what rates are going to be. You're guaranteed to earn money, right? And there's leverage in this. You're not only leveraging the cash value to invest in other assets, you're also leveraging the death benefit. You're leveraging so many different tools in this asset that you're able to do. So simplicity, probability, and leverage. That's what Rick Sapio talks about. Why I should have done this in the very beginning of the show, but talk to me about, if any of the listeners out there want to get into real estate, you did it at such a young age. How can they start investing in real estate, or how can they get into the multifamily space?
Yeah, I mean, it starts with education. You know, you need to get educated to know how to take action. And, you know, that either starts with coaching, or that starts with partner up with somebody who is educated. You know, if you have time and hustle, then maybe you can add value and do something for someone that already has the experience. And that's a really easy way to decrease your risk. The other way is if you're all in, you know, this is something you want to do for the lifetime, then no time is better than the present to take action, go get educated, join a community like Jake and Gino, or any community out there that is focused on real estate. And once you get the education, build the skills, then you can go take action for the rest of your life.
And there's one thing that Wyatt should have probably mentioned, but he didn't. We were just in Hawaii a couple of weeks ago, and it was about continuing to reinvesting in your education. It's not just a one-stop shop. I didn't just create a community. I didn't just get coached by somebody. I'm continuing to invest in my education. And Wyatt is as well. We were out in Hawaii. We're at Vince Gething's. Big shout out to Vince. We're at a Hawaii Multifamily Millionaires Conference out there. Why don't you talk about why investors and why people need to start leveling up and seeing who those five people around are surrounded by, and why that makes such a difference in your life?
Yeah, I mean, proximity is power. Luke Wren talks about that. But that conference in Hawaii was incredible. And it's just about, you know, how do the wealthy continue to build and be successful? Once you get around people that either want to become that or are becoming that, then you automatically are going to level up. You're going to have better conversations. You're going to be pushed and pulled by people that are ahead of you. And then you're just going to start to stack and hear how the wealthy think. Once you start hearing how they think, hearing how they problem analyze, hearing how they talk, hearing what they talk about, solving the issues that they're solving. One of the things that Vince said that I really loved was real estate investors get paid directly correlated to the problems that they solve. And so when we're investing, what kind of problems are we solving? Are we solving little single family flips and flips problems, or are we going after big multifamily issues that we know we can take, come in, you know, fix the issue, raise rents, and then capitalize on?
I love that. So you're talking about long-termism in that respect. Can you share with the listeners what your long-term goals are? Because I know you like to travel. We've spoken pretty extensively about what you want your future to be. I see you're out in Hawaii traveling. I think real estate's giving you that flexibility to say, I'm not attached to a W-2 job anymore. I create my own schedule. I'm not working any less. I'm probably working harder, but I'm working with what I love to do. I'm working to create wealth, create my own wealth, and I'm also able to create my own schedule. I probably put a lot of those words in there for you, but share with the listeners what your goals are ultimately, where you see yourself in the next 10 years.
Yeah, well, in the next 10 years, we want to be doing deals across the market, doing multifamily deals across the market, helping operators that we trust, because what we're really focused on right now is implementing an off-market direct-to-seller system, something that is replicatable that we can then partner with other operators across the market to do deals nationwide and ultimately help everyone build an awesome team and do real estate and bring freedom and wealth to everybody in that. And to your point, Gino, like we've been traveling a lot, it's real estate has given me the ability to reach tier one financial freedom, which means we can really travel as much as we want, you know, work as much or as little as we want. We have the team, we have the systems in place. And so that's fun, but now it's about, you know, now, how do we ramp this up to help others across the country to do real estate?
I love that. Tier one financial freedom. You're utilizing tier one capital with a whole life policy. How was the experience with the 100-year team members?
It was good. I mean, everyone's extremely friendly. They're extremely knowledgeable and they're not pushy at all. They're not trying to sell you. They're saying, you know, this is a benefit. And, you know, going into anything, you kind of have like a, you know, you want to be wary to see if someone's trying to sell you. I didn't have that feeling at all the entire time. And gosh, there was probably 6 calls before the policy was finally, you know, done. So they really hold your hand through it if you have questions.
Well, it's a tough decision to make because it's something where it's long term and you make a decision today, and the decision you made today to put your money into a policy is going to affect your kids and your grandkids, because that's legacy money right there. When you pass away, you're creating an estate right now, and you want to be able to leave a legacy for your family. And that's one of the ways to do it. That is awesome. Wyatt, where can the listeners get a hold of you?
Yeah, the easiest way is through my website. It's www.f as in Frank, C as in cat, equitypartners.com. Stands for full circle, but fcequitypartners.com. The other way is just go on Facebook, add me at Wyatt Simon. I put up a lot of content on there, so that's a great place. And lastly is Instagram. My Instagram is Wyatt Buys Buildings.
I advise buildings. I like that. Let me really recap this for the listeners, because Wyatt has an incredible story. We didn't really dive into it like we should have, because I wanted to really bring in the nuts and bolts of why whole life was relevant for him. Because all of you out there that may be less than 30 years of age and you've heard, oh, it's not worth it for you, you don't worry about it. If you're considering term insurance, I would consider whole life, because you're renting term. You're buying whole life for life. You're really buying it for life. And what I saw that really propelled Wyatt's investment and the way he's become a real estate investor is he came out to the event and he met us in Omaha. We had a money mixer. And I remember he was already part of the group. And I'm not saying that he was stuck. I just think that he was in the single family home mindset. And that's where the meetups he was going to, those are the people he was speaking to. And he was trying to level up, getting into the multifamily space. And he joined Jake and Gino, comes out to his first event. And he learned the education is invaluable, but the community was what really propelled him with all of these strategic partnerships, with being able to raise capital with partners, being able to look at bigger deals, being able to be held accountable to say, hey, this deal, does it make sense? Sending it over to his coach, and his coach saying yes, and investing in the deal, putting the deal on the contract, and then ultimately continuing to work on his financial plan, having whole life brought to him now that he understands, oh, wow, I'm not trying to be sold on this. This is something that wealthy people do. I want to mirror what wealthy people do. Well, wealthy people invest in multifamily. Wealthy people, you know, put their money in whole life. And that's what he's seen, the whole progression on there. I mean, if you want to end it off with any other words, I think that's what I've seen. And it's great from the Jake and Gino community to see students who come in, already have a plan, who are already financially savvy, and say to themselves, how do I take it to the next level? And then they take it to the next level. And then all of a sudden, they're starting to teach other people within the community.
Yeah, amen, Gino. I guess the only thing I'd say to wrap that up is the education was amazing. The community is incredible. And then another thing is everybody, I believe everybody should have a coach. Like that, when you have an issue and you can go to someone and they can solve it real time, that increases your speed so much and it decreases your risk. And so that was, you know, having a coach. Shout out to Vince Gethings, shout out to Anthony Vincino. I mean, they have been incredible in, you know, rockapelling our growth. And so, yeah, get a coach. You need a coach.
Thanks, Wyatt. And for all the listeners out there, if you want more information, go to dualassetstrategy.com, schedule a call with a team member and see if it's right for you. I mean, start your journey to personal financial engineering, because of the recurring theme throughout this entire show, for me at least, is 100% responsibility junkie. Wyatt was working as a W-2, but he understood for him, for his goal, for his financial plan, he wanted to go into multifamily full-time and he wanted to protect his family by doing it. So buying multiple assets and investing in multiple assets is what his path was. And I know for all the listeners listening out there, that's what all entrepreneurs are looking for. So once again, go to the dualassetstrategy.com. Hit up Wyatt. I'm going to have his information in the show notes as well. Shoot him an email if you're stuck, if you want to get into multifamily, talk to him. It's a really inspiring story. At such a young age, become financially free and to be able to go to Hawaii in August when everyone else out there goes, I only have 2 weeks of vacation. Well, you know what? Wyatt has more than 2 weeks of vacation, but he's working for it, but he's still creating his financial dream with financial, you know, that tier one. That is awesome. So once again, thanks Wyatt and everybody. Let's go out there and let's make it happen.
Awesome. Thank you, Gino.
your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.